Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome on into a special edition of Sports Talk, also at a special time, getting ready for LSU baseball coming up right after us, pregame 5:30, first pitch at 6 o'clock, Tigers meeting up with UCLA in another round of the College World Series after they were able to best Arkansas. The Hogs in action right now against Arkansas State, that's an elimination game, against Murray State.
Right.
Yeah, 1-0 right now, top of the fifth inning, Arkansas leading them. Mike, how you been doing, man? Good to be out here at Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. The
Louisiana
Nicholls State
Line
campus
camp,
and the Louisiana Line camp going on. We've got the defense working out in front of us over here. Meanwhile, over in the stadium, the offense is taking care of business.
Yeah, we had what they call a little bit of a rain this
morning. No surprise, just like last year?
Yeah, it's like everything else. You know, South Louisiana, you're going to get some rain, but it's great to be here. I take a look, and I see Thibodaux Regional Health Systems right in front of me as I take a look. And when we come back after the break, we have on with us the CEO of Thibodaux Regional Medical Services. Greg Stock will be on with us. But, it's great. Glad to be out. You know, it's been like 3 weeks for me. I've been in seclusion with the knee operated on. But Greg's group did such a great job. They got me out and about. And so I'm moving well. And great to see all the linemen hits. A record-setting group. And what super to have here. And it's just part of the trio of camps that they have here in Thibodaux. This time of year that's made it the hub of football in America.
Yeah, man.
You think about people from all over the country that come here for these camps, for this one in particular, with Pete Jenkins, Kevin Mawai, Paul Pasqualoni, the former Syracuse coach, was here Saturday. I got a chance to talk to him. We're swapping some Coach O stories. Mine were a little bit better than his. Coach was at a younger age back then. But, man, it was just great to see. Ryan Nielsen's also here. We'll try to get Ryan on with us. Ryan was a longtime defensive line coach under Coach Sean Payton with the Saints, and now he's with the Buffalo Bills. He got a chance.
Super Bowl, right?
He got a chance. He got Josh Allen. That defense he's got is really, really good. So great to see Ryan. Look like he could play wide receiver. He's so skinny. But it's great to be here and also on the campus of Nicholls State University. How this campus has grown since I was a kid. Where we were at, Steve, today was nothing but sugarcane field.
Right.
At one time. Because, man, Archie got the line. Mike, you know, you were a kid back then, but we came practice here. And they had skeeters back then that were big enough. They could have picked you up and took you away. But now it's all cleared out. Beautiful facilities at Nicholls and the Thibodaux Regional Health System and the Wellness Center. Like I say, basically right in front of us in the stadium. We under the new practice facility here.
Beautiful which breeze is, going
which is,
by.
Which is great. Tim Rebo helped get put involved here along with Norby Charbert, was able to get this done for the school. Now Tommy Rybak starting year one at Nicholls State here as the head football coach.
Right. And like you said, I haven't even been around as long as obviously you here, but since I've been around getting to cover Passing Academy and other events, just seeing the development around this campus has been truly amazing. My kiddo is part of this line camp right now. He's ready to sign up. He's having a blast in the dorms with his buddies right now.
Yeah, well, you see, I think that's part of it here. You know, what is it? Less than 1% of high school athletes sign athletic scholarships.
Yeah.
But for a young man maybe like your son, and who knows what happens down the line, but if he doesn't get an athletic scholarship, it's an opportunity for him to see a campus up close and personal.
Yeah.
Where you familiar with the surroundings, you know, here in Thibodeau. And so it's Thibodeau's changed quite a bit, too, now throughout the years. Man, you know, when Bobby and I grew up, man, you thought we were going to the big city. When you were going to Thibodeau, you pass in front, they have the little fountain light, you know, with the water and the different colors. Man, we thought we were big time with that now. But Thibodeau's made a big jump up, and it's great to see the growth of the university here.
You're talking big time. How about the LSU baseball team, man? Pitching was big time against Arkansas. Really awesome performance from Cade Anderson, and the Tigers advancing to the next round, into the winner's bracket at least. Hopefully they can remain there today, taking on a tough UCLA squad.
I was telling this to Di. I came here Saturday, and we were, you know, in the front by the facilities. Everybody had the radio on. I could hear it. Okay, I'm trying to do interviews, and I'm listening. And I'm doing interviews, and, man, everybody's all around. And then I had to stay. I didn't leave because I had to stay to watch the last inning, to watch, you know, them close it out. But what a big victory for LSU. Arkansas was hot, but to knock Root out as early as they did.
But then when Geico came in, man, oh, I was happy to see him finally come out the game. That dude was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was really good, but you know what?
You're right, though,
at Root. You know, LSU, and last time we had on Coach Johnson, he said, you're absolutely right. We're winning a certain way. We're winning with pitching. We're winning with defense. Timely hitting. It's not consistent all the time, but, man, when you need it, they've been able to come through with it. They got to get Bear back, you know, back
he's,
rolling.
He's having
again.
It rough, so hopefully he can have a bounce back against the Bruins. Bear versus Bear tonight.
Yeah, we'll see how UCLA handles that. And it's so funny, you know, Anthony Ianson grew up not far from the UCLA campus.
Right.
Actually went to UCLA baseball camps, and now you're going up against them in the College World Series.
Another great acquisition for Coach Johnson. And, man, we talked about this a ton, why the Tigers have such a good chance of taking home another national title, that 1-2 combo between Cade Anderson and pitching tonight, Anthony Ianson for the Tigers.
Yeah, and then, you know, you get a little bit of time off, and then you, if you can win tonight.
Right.
And then you back up and rolling again and hit it the weekend and try to finish it off. But, you know, it's just been great to see so many teams from different leagues get in, because we really thought that would be probably more from the SEC. To be honest with you,
I
think we thought there'd be more than two teams from the SEC in there, but, you know, you got Murray State that got in there, and, man, give them full credit. Arizona, UCLA, Louisville, you know, from all over. So goes to show you got to get hot at the right time. In baseball. Baseball's a fickle game in a lot of ways. And so when you get hot and when you're not hot, that has something to do with it. And certainly, man, how about Coastal Carolina? Another team, red
LSU
hot.
Knows them pretty well from a couple years ago. A
couple years back. And so, man, it goes to show you, though, Steve, unlike, I say, football and basketball, baseball has its sort of lulls where you get really hot, then you can cool off real quickly. And then when you cool off, then it's to relight the flame.
Yeah, you look at all the participants in the College World Series this year were not in it a year ago.
Yeah. And that goes to show you the parity in college baseball.
It just NIL seems to be a lot different in baseball than the rest of the sports.
Yeah, and I think in baseball most of the time, if you had a team, if Murray State was going up against somebody or Coastal Carolina, they're not winning against these big league teams. But baseball's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Exactly.
Totally different story. So it's great to see the Cinderellas in there, but we hope the Big Cat ends up playing for all the marbles.
Yeah, we got the Big Cat versus the Big Bear this evening with the UCLA Bruins, a squad I've heard, you know, don't know much about, but definitely looking into their program, really.
They got a storied history of winning.
And they're basically, you talk about small ball, their play, style of play epitomizes that.
They're the king of small ball baseball. But, hey, as long as you win, nobody gives a damn about style
how,
points.
How you doing?
Nobody
right?
cares about style points. None.
I'm just hoping that tonight LSU's bats can have a successful time against the UCLA pitching. I know the velocity might not be the greatest, but their location is pretty good.
Location's good, and we'll see how they go up against Ianson.
Yeah.
Because he always struggles a little bit here and there, but he always bail himself out. You know, he almost like, hey, I got to get myself in a little bit of a jam, and then, hey.
Turns up the juice a little.
Okay, I'm good after all that, so ready to roll. So, man, can't wait to hear it, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Pre-game at 5:30, first pitch at 6 o'clock, and also can hear it free on the Odyssey app.
We're going to take a break here at the Nicholls University for the Thibodaux Regional Health System lineman camp going on right now, Louisiana line camp. Just recently had a birthday too, right, Mike?
Yep, had a birthday, and it's been, I think, since 1987.
Wow, okay.
But Coach Rod, he just posted it 10 years ago. So that's how the birthday came involved.
We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Be back with even more from the Louisiana Line Cap at Nicholls State University right after this. Stay tuned here on WWL. Who dat?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into Sports Talk. We're out here at the Louisiana Line Camp at Nicholls State University, brought
Jonathan
to you by Thibodaux
Davin.
Regional Health Systems. Now happy to welcome in the CEO and president of Thibodaux Regional Health System, Greg Stock. Greg, how are you doing today, man? It is a gorgeous one out here.
It's beautiful, and there's a lot of energy in here with all these players
sure.
and coaches. Great.
Greg, one of the things, and you've been involved with this for so many years and given back to the community, so much of this, you know, people don't realize to connect the dots that's involved. It's just not one person, but yep. been involved with Louisiana Line Camp, also with Manning Passing Academy, also with the Pro Football Camp, Dr. David Elias, who's yes. got his place not far from here yep. in your wellness center. And so, man, it's really super to see. Here we got 750 young men from across the country here.
That's awesome.
The record breaker. And this camp could be somewhere else.
Ooh,
but they
easy.
Choose it.
Easy.
They choose to have it here.
Yes.
That tells a lot about the connections with Nichols, with Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, with
yes.
the trainers that you supply all these camps with. And I think it's just awesome for the community.
Well, we appreciate that a lot, and we try to, all that we do, we relate it back to the community, relate it back to our purpose. When we talk to our staff, when we, you know, reinforce the culture of the hospital around the patient and the families that live here in this area, we're not serving somebody in Shreveport or some other distant place. It's all right here. All the money goes back into these facilities and staff and services and technology and... But one way we can support it is this right here that you said, sports medicine. We have a lot of trainers, and then we bring trainers in for these big events. And I think our guys do a great job. I never heard any negatives from Archie or any of the other guys,
Coach Rod. Pete. You'd have heard it from Pete before you'd have heard it from Archie.
Yeah.
And he praises that they couldn't do this camp without the athletic trainers.
Yeah. These guys are great guys. They've worked for us for a number of years. They're really organized. But they're positive guys. They're real professional, and they take care of business. And, you know, that's part of serving the community is doing it in a really good way.
And we're watching it in front of us. The practices got moved up a little bit to 45. So right in front of us, we're seeing the defensive drills happen in front of us where – I see a couple from John Curtis. Now, Steve's son, he's an offensive lineman, Rummel, so he's on the field on the other side.
Yeah.
He can't watch him. So,
you're two for him.
All right.
So this
awesome.
Is two. And, man, he loves to come to Nichols State. He told me it was awesome to be here. So
we have three of our volleyball teams at Nationals right now. But you know what you try to do, I think, is support or create yourself an opportunity for the young people in this region to step it up, to get coaching, to get experience that takes them personally, and then, of course, their teams up on a higher level.
Coach, I know one of the things you and I have talked about a lot in that for a lot of these young men, sports is their first job,
yep.
okay? And yep. learning how to work with people, how to communicate with people. You know what most of them do today? Communicate. They got that
yes.
cell phone.
Yes.
It's not a one-on-one. It's not taking orders, understanding that you have to work as a group. And I think it's so important. Sometimes people, y'all overemphasize sports. It's not the overemphasizing of sports.
Right.
I think people sometimes are jealous about the amount of money some of the athletes
sure.
making. Sure, you can understand
sure.
that. But look what, you know, some actor makes to do one movie.
Yeah.
If you're upset about
yeah.
that, the movie don't have to be good.
And most of them are not going to play up on a high level, frankly.
No.
But it's the discipline. It's the heart, the work ethic. It's the learning to take directions, learn to play as a team that goes into the business world and so forth. You don't win by yourself. You win through working with others. That's how you win.
The other thing, too, is this area over the last 5 or 6 years, we've sort of caught the brunt of some major
yes.
storm events.
Yes.
And you've been able to survive and
yeah.
Through the deal. And Thibodaux Regional Health System for Haida, they were the only ones standing.
Yeah.
You guys were the only one that were able to keep it through during that time
yeah.
frame for Haida. And fortunately, really, I think for the Thibodaux area, I live in the Matthews area, and
yes.
Haida sort of took a little
yes.
swing
yes.
to the right as it sort
yeah,
of passed around my home. But still, man, you're talking about winds of 120, 130 miles an hour. But you're able to keep things going, get everybody treated, because, you know, there's always going to be some injuries, somebody using a chainsaw.
Heart attacks. Babies.
And stress.
Yeah,
at that
that's
level.
A big one. You know, today the key factor is having the staff and doctors available. You have a building and facilities, and you prep them as hard as you can to withstand these storms and to operate on emergency generators and so forth during the storm. But getting the people in and keeping them there is really critical, and we were able to do that. And I was really proud of our staff and our doctors. They honestly, it was kind of inhuman there for a while. We were getting 60 ambulances a day. We had 38 COVID patients going into that storm. You know, these are all critical type patients. And it would just seem like there was no end to it. But we sucked it up. But that's believing in your purpose in part.
I got no doubt.
If you don't believe that, pack up and get out of here. And then just come back after it's over. And some people do that. We don't do that. There might be a case where we would. We don't want to say absolute. But I know exactly how it feels personally when even a 3, you don't know what a 3 will do, category 3, can really be bad news, you know.
No, we caught, what, a 1 or a 2 a year ago? Man, that thing blew pretty good at my house. Only thing I know, my truck was moving back and forth. I'm like, what?
They're scary things.
And we just fortunate too. Some people did get water, but the majority of people here, it really wasn't a water event.
Yeah.
And that, I think for most people, that's scarier to them than the wind.
The water is just so destructive. It's unbelievable. We've been involved a lot with cleaning up afterwards. And if there's 4 feet of water in your house and there's sheetrock and everything's ruined, pretty much everything. But I went down the bayou right after all of that, and the amount of stuff in the bayou, boats and this and that, and the destruction around there. We went down there with our teams and fed people. You know, that seems so simple.
I remember we were at Lady of Prom Sucker Church.
Yes.
And just when you crossed over the intercoastal, you were like, what?
Oh, man.
What? Like a bomb blew up in
the corner. That's what it looked like.
It was bad.
Continued doing that. Now we've served 30 or 40,000 meals in the area. We just go on. Now we have it all well organized. And we'll go to Vashri, or we'll go up in Assumption Parish or in Terrebonne Parish a number of times, and we just go set up. We don't really advertise and promote it, and we just open up, and we'll get a couple of thousand people that'll come and have lunch with us. And it's amazing. You know what I learned from that? Not to carry on here too much about it, but people that have means would still come through the line. I knew certain amounts of them, and I thought, what are they doing here? They don't have to be here. And then I realized, sometimes people just want to know somebody cares about them.
Yeah.
In those circumstances. That's all they want to know. And if it's nothing more than you hand them a styrofoam box with a meal in it, it's got a certain meaning to them. Yeah.
They appreciate it.
They do.
They really do.
They do.
Last question to you is, in the addition with the wellness center, and then the part two phase of it, you have the beach volleyball courts and the tennis courts and everything else. And that to me is amazing, just to see it as we look in the backyard of it.
It's gone well. You know, there's some really neat things. There's flag footballs. Jeez, you can't believe the number of people.
Right. Seven on seven.
Girls playing it.
Right.
7 on 7. It's unbelievable how it's taken off. But let me say something to you. Just recently, Nichols had a tournament over here. Their volleyball team, their beach volleyball team, and there were 9 teams from all over the country. Northern California, Boise State came in here, pretty good sized school, so on. And they love the facilities. We get a lot of comments. You know, we built those strictly on NCAA standards, which is worse than Medicare rules and regulations, I found out. But Yeah, that's pretty bad in my book. But anyway, you had to like the tennis courts. You had to know the average wind speed for 3 years and what direction. All kinds of stuff like that. The sand on the beach volleyball courts had to be a mixture of three sizes of granules.
Wow.
And it had to be tested before it was brought in, tested afterwards if it was right, had mixture of those things. There was a lot of stuff, but you're not able to host tournaments and do the things we've done without the facilities. They've been great, I think.
Mentioned Boise State. That's a new head coach.
Kellen Moore's
old school alma mater. Yeah.
And so, yeah, but to see that grow here, and I know you played a big part of it. Board of directors and yourself played a big part in the growth of Thibodaux Regional Health System. So can't thank you enough, Greg. For
you guys
for
do an outstanding
by.
Job with all the stuff you do. You're so informative, and you know all the players, the teams, and very insightful. Appreciate what you do for all of us.
That's why they pay Steve that big money.
Yeah, right.
You heard that quick, didn't you?
And when that boy gets in the NFL, you're going to be doing better.
I hope that's true, right? Exactly. Greg, definitely appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Taking a break here. We're at the Thibodaux Regional Health Systems Louisiana Line Camp. It's brought to you by at the Nicholls State University. Going to be back with more of Sports Talk, this special edition, as we get ready for LSU baseball tonight, taking on UCLA at 6 o'clock first pitch, 5:30 pregame coverage right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rocking and rolling here in our special edition of Sports Talk live from Louisiana Line Camp, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System. Now happy to welcome into the program with me and Mike, Don Rodrigue and Randy Bro joining the program. How you guys doing today?
We are doing wonderful. We're dodging raindrops and lightning bolts, but guess what? We practice it, and we're going to make it happen. We don't miss too many practices. We might miss a half hour here or 10 minutes there, but the kids get to working.
That's what all matters, and so much if this thing's going behind the scenes. Randy, I'm going to go to you first. Randy's a guy I knew from my older brother, Milton. They played at Central Lafourche High School at the same time.
Not yesterday.
And, no, it wasn't yesterday, but the day before. And so it was one of them deals. But, Randy, kind of behind the scenes of getting all this done, setting up everything with the kids, registered, getting them in dorms, that sort of thing. That's something, okay, when you talk about a camp that you got over 700 kids, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, and then you got people late saying, hey, I want to come to the camp.
Yeah, well, our system is a little different than most people because nowadays you just go online, you register, and you show up. But we still, a big part of our camp is teams that come in, and they'll get 10, 15, 20, 25, 40 guys, and they'll fundraise. And then they'll just take the money and bring it to us. But then they have to do individual sign-ups on paper and mail it to us. You know, we get online registration. We get people that just mail in stuff. So we just put it all together. It takes a while. But we got a pretty good program. My son helped us out. So we good. We just let them all get in and see. And it's a matter of keeping track, because Coach Pete will call every 2 weeks how many we got, you know, because we want everybody to come, but the limiting focus mainly is the quality of the camp. We don't want just to have every defensive player that wants to come. We want to keep our groups 16 to 17 so that there's no standing around. Everybody gets some love. Everybody gets work. You know, not one of those camps where you just take a couple of reps and then you're there for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and you're watching. You're not doing anything.
We don't want them watching. They can watch at the meetings at night. You know, we have some great, on offense and defense, great videos and great teaching techniques that go on at night besides the three practices that we have during the day.
And we opened January, we opened the online registration.
Well, we're going to have to open it for Christmas because I told at least two moms that came in late that, look, I'll open it for you for Christmas, and that way you can give him a present.
There you go, to get you in. Coach, both of y'all were in the coaching ranks for so long in this area, but to see this at Nichols, you couldn't have imagined this when this first started up in the 80s.
No,
when Pete and Jesse. Coach Farrell and Jesse Daigle started this, he had told me we had about 80-something guys.
Yep.
And now, you know, you're over 700. That really is amazing to see this happen. The largest independent line camp in the country, and as you always say, the best.
Yes.
Two things. Nichols State has been great getting us dorm rooms, because without a bed we can't bring all these guys in. You know, they've been great at that, and then the facilities is great, and Thibodaux Regional giving us enough trainers, qualified trainers, and Coach D'Antoni going around and getting all these high school kids that are trainers from all over the area to keep these guys hydrated. You know, without, if you lose one of those legs, we can't be as big as we are or as successful.
Coach?
Well, we get started off with under 100. And as with those three letters, LSU, with those three coaches, and Jesse was smart enough, I guess, and Pete and them, when they hired their coaches, they had one from New Orleans, one from Lafayette, one from Baton Rouge, one from Monroe. And those guys went out and said, man, this line camp was good. And then all of a sudden, we had 200 and 300, and we leveled off at about 400 for a number of years because of the number of beds, because that was a point that the Manning camps wasn't here. We would do the camp here the last week in June, okay? Then the next weekend was the 4th of July, Whit Smith. And then we'd break it down, and we was in Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, Texas.
Huh.
We did that for 10 years.
Wow.
So I was doing two camps a year with that. And I'd load my pickup truck, whatever the water and Powerade that we had left over. We'd do it in Texas. And the Texas numbers was 250, 275. I don't know if we ever got to 300 there. And so we were staying, you know, we was getting our 400 to 500 that way with the boat camps. And the Texas coaches caught on, and then we shut it down, they just started coming here.
Yeah. They figured out They could cook that seafood and drink a few cold ones over here. It's the same thing as in Texas. Randy, you talked about groups, Coach, and I think, you know, a big contingent from Catholic High here. Yeah. Steve's son, big group from Rummel. Also out here. I know Coach Valdez, he's somewhere around here, got a big group from St. Aug also. So that's part of what you're talking about here.
Yes. For example, Thibodaux High comes in, and they go around and get sponsors. And they 29, got a big group, 28, 29.
28, 29. Rummel's 23, 24.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so.
Denham Springs, Santa
Coach Mar- Gardner pushes it. He pushes hard.
You know, up in North Louisiana, we got Tioga up by Alexandria. They come with 15, 20. You know, and it's the line coach at that school that says, hey, I want all of y'all to come.
Yeah.
And then by fundraising, he helps those guys, those families that might need some help to get there. You know, some of the schools, they can just say, hey, we go on a camp, be there.
Right.
Some of those guys got a different tree to knock down, you know. They gotta do some fundraising.
I just see Coach Mark Saulshe pass. He's got a few years under his belt as a coach, doesn't he?
When Mark was a young growing coach, he worked the line camp. He was doing all the drills, and then when he became head coach at Jesuit, he was pushing him, but he wasn't working the camp anymore. But then when he got out of the head coaching rank, and he's back and he's pushing. We've got 24, 25 from Holy Cross.
That's the great thing about this, and we'll talk about and have them on throughout the show. Coach Jenkins, Coach Ryback from Nichols, got Ryan Nielsen here, Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I don't know if Coach Paul Pasqualoni is still here.
I didn't see him this afternoon.
Okay, here was a guy. He leaves Connecticut to come here. He told me the story about he was a young coach. Goes to LSU because of kind of a Pennsylvania connection with Mike Archer.
Oh, okay.
And who he learns under? Pete Jenkins.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, connect the dots a lot in the coaching world.
Yeah, yes, we do. I mean, we always latch on to a guy and we become friends that, you know, even though we're not at the same place anymore, there is a connection. And we meet at clinics. It might be the Grays, it might be in Dallas, it might be in Chicago and other thing, and you keep on networking in the coaching ranks, and you get good at networking, and if you need a coach, you reach out to this guy and say, look, I need a young offensive line guy, and somebody gives you a call, and here you go.
One of the things too is that's new. It's the second year we've done it just because of the weather. Indoor facility.
Yeah.
How about that, guys, right here? And I know Archie, he was the first one to tell me, oh, Mike, I'll be glad when that's done, because, you know, you never know when the weather's going to kind of rise up in South Louisiana. But to have this facility here is really super.
Well, it's for Nichols when they practice in the beginning of August. You go on the field, it's 95. You come do something in here, it's 75. You can last a little bit longer. You got legs for that Saturday practice and everything else. And if it's in inclement weather, you still can finish your practice.
When they first started building this, Coach Rebo was here, and I told him, I said, Coach, is it going to be air conditioning? He was like, man, what? They don't need no air conditioning. It's all open. Man, he said, you're becoming greedy. We got the indoor facility. Now you want air? I said, no, I'm not asking for me. I don't have to practice in this. But, Randy, one of the things, too, is great to see all the tremendous high school coaches in the area also contributing to this camp. That's a big part of it.
Yeah, on the offensive side, we have more high school coaches than on the defensive side. On the defensive side, more the pro guys, and they network. But those offensive guys, I mean, they got a little – they get a little chat going, whatever you call it. I'm not young enough to know, but it's some kind of group thing that one of them will put a play up and the others will all jump in and they talk about it. And they
break down the defense and then three, four, five different spots in America.
Okay, people are old enough. It's almost like Zapruder-like. They break it down frame to frame on exactly what's going down up front in the trenches. And guys, for both of you, as much you want to have the great quarterback, okay? You're not winning without that, but you got to win up front. Yep. And even
that never changes.
Even
right?
No. Superman was mere mortal when the Eagles got after his ass.
Yeah. All I know is that if you run the ball and you stop the run, the W's will come.
Ain't that something like Hebert say too? The exact, good, same, right? Exact same way. And, guys, thanks so
much. And the good thing about the camp is we just teach fundamentals on both sides of the ball. So it doesn't matter what kind of offense you run. This is the thing that helps win football
Translates
games.
Translates everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
And there's no ball.
No.
No football out on the field. That you go to a camp, you see a football. Over here, you don't see it. No. Randy, bro. Coach Don Roderick, Coach Rod, thank y'all so much for joining us, man. We couldn't do this without you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for what y'all do for high school football.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Special edition of Sports Talk continuing from the Louisiana Lawn Camp, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Be back with even more right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, our special edition brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Right now in the top of the seventh inning, Arkansas has a 3-0 lead over Murray State in an elimination game. We'll keep an eye on that as we get ready for LSU baseball. Pre-game coverage, 5:30. First pitch, 6 o'clock versus UCLA right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Taking it up to the top of the hour for news, and then we'll be back with even more of our special edition of Sports Talk. Stay tuned right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.